Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for joining me. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. And if you just tuned in, well, you're in for the time of your life. Nothing less than that. That's my promise to you. And one of the reasons this is because of all the cool people that we have on our show, our guests, our Brain Trust members, and some of the new people who haven't quite become a Brain Trust. They're sort of like Brain Trust members in waiting. They're little eggs being incubated. But somebody who's already been incubated, and he's already fledged, he's actually in full production as a member of our Brain Trust is our guest this half hour. Dave Anderson is the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Read. It's an international sales and management organization. Dave, one of the things I like about Dave is besides the fact that he's a really cool guy, he's made payroll before, ladies and gentlemen. And that means that when he says something to me, I listen, because anybody who's made payroll has got something to say. He's the author of a number of books, including the one in front of me called Up Your Business, 7 Steps to Fix, Build, or Stretch Your Organization. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having me back.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure.
I look forward to visiting with you. It's a great show.
Thanks. Dave, I've been talking in the previous hour. I talked about making sure that our sales organization is structured and organized and executes in unison as like a team instead of an ad hoc group of gaggle of or herd of cats.
Yes.
The overall goals of the company, and it's amazing to me when I was a consultant full time, how many companies I saw where we had a tail wagging the dog situation, where the sales organization was structured for themselves, and the owner let that happen rather than the sales organization being structured to fulfill in a very elegant way the goals of the company.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Oh, I see it a lot. And it's
frightening, isn't it?
It is, and because what you said is just the key. The owner lets it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they do passively. They wouldn't do it intentionally. But, this is a great time of the year for business people to really sit down and start to redefine what they expect. I think expectations are just essential, Jim. It's hard for people to be aggressive when they're confused. They can't work longer and harder if where they're going is covered in fog. They need to know what we expect. And maybe they've gotten cloudy. Maybe the expectations have gotten conveniently forgotten. But this timing for this part of the year, as we go into another year, is a great time to sit down one-on-one and as a team and redefine. Here's what we expect performance-wise. Here's what we expect behavioral-wise. Now there's no excuse for ignorance, and we've got a benchmark to hold you accountable to get it done.
And to make sure you have the same meeting with everybody.
Oh, it's absolutely essential.
I mean, how many times do you see where one division or one salesperson, or maybe it's not even sales, maybe it's another a support division, they've got their own agenda. It's like they're fighting their own war or something. It's like they're not watching the same game you're watching.
Oh, absolutely. And that, that brings up another interesting point, because this is also a time of the year where the leaders of organizations, they need to cast a common vision for 2005 for their team. I mean, we need to bring the entire team together toward a common vision, a common goal. And very often, one reason we have this department going this way and this one going this way is because the leadership has never sat down and created a common, bold, quantifiable, clear vision. Here's our campaign for the year. Here's where we're going. That brings everybody together. So, in essence, you can't blame people for all running in a different direction if the leader hasn't done their job
and
created that clarity.
That's exactly right. And And I don't know why people aren't more focused on these things. They are. The larger the business, the more likely they are to do this. But that's no excuse. Just because you're a small business doesn't mean that you can't get organized. One of the things I know you want to talk about today, Dave, that ties in with what we were just talking about very closely, are three key decisions that we need to make sure that we grow successfully next year.
Yes.
Talk to us about this.
Yes, and that's a great tie-in because, you know, let's go back to the first thing I mentioned. The first decision, I think, that we need to make, if we haven't made already, is what are our expectations going to be for 2005? Now, that sounds like a basic question, but it's amazing how many leaders don't ask it.
I said that in the last hour. I said, okay, I almost posed almost the same question, and I said, all right, I know some of you are saying, well, duh, Blessing Game, but then I said, but, you know, then stop before you say duh, stop and make sure that you have a right to say that.
Well, that's right. Get your people together and give them index cards and have them write down what they believe the expectations are, and then don't let them confer, and then
right.
Collect them and compare them, and you'll find out they didn't have
well,
a clue.
Well, be prepared to be frightened when that
Absolutely.
Happens, perhaps. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Dave Anderson. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Van Halen to take us out. Back at 17 till. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, but you already knew that, didn't you? My website is www.jbsba.com, and I encourage you to check it out. And also, when you get there, go over there and click on the left. On the left there, you'll see a link that says Brain Trust. Click on Brain Trust, and then go to the top of that, below the narrative at the top of the categories, and click on alphabetical listing of Brain Trust. And then go just down just a little bit to the A's, where you see Anderson, Dave Anderson. Then click on Dave's name, and you'll find the past shows that he's been with us before and the things that he's done with us. And you can find him there. You can find out more about him there. Or you can just, if you want to go to find out where you can find out even quicker about Dave, you can go to his website. Dave, give it to us, please.
Yes, it's www.learntolead.com. Just spell it out like it sounds, learntolead.com.
Learntolead.com. Can we find out more about your book there as well?
Oh, about the book, and there's a bunch of free training articles there that won't cost anybody a dime, about 340 of them.
Wow. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Folks, if you're feeling, as we're talking about, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly here, getting ready for next year, if there's a little bit of sweat popping out on your head, not even projectile sweat, just, you know, you're starting to feel a little uncomfortable, you're starting to say, well, you know what, I don't know if they're talking about me, but I'm not sure they're not talking about me when we get to the bad and the ugly part, you know, go to today's website and start reading some of those articles, or go back and listen to this archive again, which we'll have up on the website by the end of the day. If you want to go back and listen to what Dave has to say today, there's no excuse. You know, Dave, in the old days when you and I were pups and businesses were mom and pop backwater operations, often in flyover America, down the end of some main street with very little connection to the world. They didn't know about Dave Anderson. They didn't know how to get to Jim Blassingame, and there was some level of a reason to excuse yourself for not being sophisticated. There is no reason to not be more sophisticated today.
No, it's totally taken away the excuse of ignorance. It's taken away every excuse. The available information, the available help, you know, the only excuse would be indifference, apathy, or laziness, and nobody wants to be guilty of those things, so we got to get past that.
Well, and let me tell you something. Those are the, if you want to do those, if you're going to be like that, you better go find somebody to adopt you.
Well, you're on the endangered species list in business, aren't
now,
you?
Now, in the 21st century, that's a Tyrannosaurus Rex, isn't it?
That is exactly.
Or maybe a Brontosaurus, not even a meat eater, a plant eater. All right, let's get back to this. I liked your idea about the index cards. So you're in a meeting, you give your employees an index card, and tell us again what you have us write on the index card.
Well, go ahead and have them write out, okay, as you understand it, what are our performance expectations here for this year? You know, what are they? Be as specific as you can, don't confer, and you collect them, and you'll realize people are on different pages. And then if you really want to get nauseous, pass out another set of index cards and ask them to write down what the vision is.
Ooh.
For the year. And you're going to find that people have a big picture blur. They don't have a clue. And this is the leader's fault, because there are a lot of things a leader can delegate, but you cannot delegate direction. You can't delegate vision for your organization. Leaders are supposed to see farther, see more, see sooner than their people. So this is our job. It's our privilege. It's also
our responsibility. Leaders are supposed to be envisioning what the company's going to be doing while they're still doing something else.
Well, absolutely. That's the whole thing about leadership. And if you can't do that aspect of leadership, you're not leading. And that's kind of interesting, because I was asked a question about 2 weeks ago, what's the biggest problem you see with leaders today? And that's exactly what I told them. I said, the biggest problem is they don't lead.
Right.
They maintain, they administer. A lot of them have turned into analysts, but they're not defining direction. They're not building a team. They're not developing people. They spend more time charting results than they do charting the course.
Well, and you know, I don't know if you agree with me about this, Dave, but I believe that there's an epidemic in the marketplace today, and I call it the customer syndrome. And what that means is that too many companies, large and small, are more focused on what the competition is doing instead of what do our customers want.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
I do agree with you. I do agree. You know,
and I think it's an epidemic.
Oh, it's an epidemic. It's a distraction. You know, if you don't keep the customers you have, you can't grow consistently. And you can't control what the competition's doing. You know what? Focus on what you can control. It's that old 80-20 rule.
Right.
80% of what's holding you back, you can control. So forget the other 20% for a while. Let's look at what you can control. And the customers, there's something you can really take a look at and take in your own hands.
Could we say, Dave, that, and help me flesh this out, because I hadn't thought about this part of it before. Could we say that if you're wondering if you're a leader or not, ask yourself how much of your day you spend worrying about or thinking about or strategizing about the competition, and how much of it you spend focusing on your customers? And if you're focusing more on competition than customers, if you're honest with yourself, then you're not leading like you should. Can we say that?
I agree with that. I would say that's exactly right. You know what, though? Why a lot of people look out at the competition? Because it's less work than rolling up their sleeves and getting out there with the customers.
Right.
And focusing on the customers. So they think they're leading. They pretend like a leader. You know, they walk like a big dog, or they talk like a big dog, but then they walk like an ant.
Right.
And they just don't walk their talk as a leader.
Dave introduced the second step that we can take as we go to a break.
You bet. And it's exactly what I had mentioned. What is your vision? We had got to define what is our vision going to be for 2005. It needs to be quantifiable. You know, I see these fluffy visions that are worthless. Our vision's to be the best we can be. Well, how do you track that? How do you know if you ever get there? I mean, you need to have some quantifiable components that you can track, celebrate, and create urgency when you get off track. This puts everyone on the same page.
Dave, well done. Stand by, folks. Dave Anderson and I are going to be back right after these messages. We're going to talk a little bit more about vision. This is a very important, critical aspect of leadership. And then we're going to get to his third key decision that you need to make in order to grow your business successfully in 2005. Stay with us. 10 till. We're back at 7 till. Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar there. He's one of the best. That's Dave Anderson on drums, by the way, because you probably didn't know that. You didn't know they didn't know you were the drummers for Dire Straits, did they?
Well, I was waiting for this book to get published. I had to eat, Jim. So.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Up Your Business, 7 Steps to Fix, Build, or Stretch Your Organization. I certainly recommend it to you. If I didn't, Dave wouldn't be on the show. And we're going to launch his new book. You're going to stick your finger in the eye of political correctness in the marketplace next fall, aren't you?
I'm going to put my whole fist right through the head, Jim.
Well, I can't wait for that. We're going to launch that on this show. Give us your website again, please.
Yes, it's learntolead.com. Spell it out just like it sounds, LEARNTO. LEAD.com.
Folks, help yourself. Do yourself a favor. Go to Dave's website and take a clinic on how to make sure that you got your cornflakes together for 2005. He can help you with that. So I hope you'll take advantage of his website. LearnToLead.com, right?
That is correct.
All right. Now, the second step was the vision thing.
Yes.
And you know, one of the problems that we have, Dave, is that in a lot of scenarios in small business, justifiably, there's not anything anybody can do about it. The owner is in the trenches.
Right.
They haven't gotten their business to the point where they can get out of the trenches. They'd like to be able to do that, and they're going to make it someday. But you know that there are scenarios where the stages in the life of a business where you're still in the trenches. It's kind of hard to have vision when you got all these alligators snapping at you.
Well, it's so true.
But you still have to do it, don't you?
You got to look up. Yeah, you got to look up. You can't get so enamored with the day-to-day operations, with the bottom line, with whatever, that you don't look up at the horizon. You've got to steer the ship. And that's what leadership's about. That just comes with the territory. You've got to find a way to do both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got to get a good team of people around you,
right,
so they can maintain those trenches long enough for you to look up and see, hey, I need to define direction for this organization.
And the best way to get to the point where you're not having the alligator snap at you is to share that vision with your employees.
Yes.
And let them help you.
Absolutely. Enroll them in it. You know,
yeah.
Enroll them in it. Include them in it. People support what they help create. Your people want a campaign. They don't want a job. And that vision can be your campaign for 2005. They want a cause. People quit jobs. They die for causes. Give them that cause and campaign. You'll bring the best out of them.
Wow. Well said, Dave. And you know something else? What you just said was true in the 20th century, but it is like 100 times truer than that in the 21st century.
Yes.
It's more true now than ever before. Let's talk about number three.
Well, you know, after we have the vision, we need to come up with our key strategies. And, you know, vision without strategy is hallucination. It's not going to happen. And so, you know, you've got to really look at what are we going to do differently. As important as vision is, it's the easy part. The plan is where the money's at. And quite frankly, whatever results you're getting now are the results you should be getting. If you want different results, you've got to change what you're doing. And so we have to look at our strategy. We have to look at, you know, what do we need to start doing, stop doing, do more of, do less of, and come up with our different strategies to help make this vision turn into reality. And then when you have the strategy, you need the discipline to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people that have a plan, but if a plan that doesn't start you doing something, it's not worth the paper it's written on. And
well, now we come back to where we started, Dave, and that's having the organization structured so that it can execute.
Absolutely. You've got to have the right people. They have to understand what's expected.
They've got to have the right training.
Right training. You know, people.
And they've got to be motivated, meaning, which you should read, compensated.
Yes.
They got to be motivated to fulfill the strategy.
Absolutely. It all needs to tie together. And when it starts to tie together, once those things get into alignment, you can really start to blow the roof off the place. Now, it takes a lot of work. There are a lot of adjustments along the way. You may have to change your plan. You know, don't fall in love with your plan. Lock like a laser on your vision, but become flexible in your approach. You know, don't become too rigid.
I'm so glad you said that about not falling in love. In the 21st century, you can't do that, can you?
Oh, my goodness, no.
I mean, when you and I were pups, Dave, you could fall in love with it for a year.
Right.
But now, maybe not. You can't fall in love. You got to fall in like with it.
That's right. That's right. You know, what Colin Powell say a long time ago, he said, no battle plan survives first contact with the enemy. And it's the same with your strategy in your business.
Right. That's
Lose flexibility. Commitment's noble. Rigidity is not.
Right. I like that. Hey, Dave, give us your website again.
Yes, it's www.learntolead.com.
350 articles on leadership and management there.
There's something called the Insiders Club on our website. You click on it, and you register. It's free, and you will have access to our archives, and we have a number of different categories.
And you'll be an insider, folks.
And
it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get better.
Hey, Dave, thanks for being here. Good job today. Let's do this again real soon.
I hope so. Thanks for having me.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Up Your Business, among others. Look for his name on other books too, because he's written a few other ones. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know this program is for you.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.